So, Brian, you point out that 1990 bid to enter what was then an expanding VFL led to a lot of hatred towards Port Adelaide. And as you say, that's not a chip that Port Adelaide Mines carrying on its shoulder. But the way in which Port Adelaide then did enter, the way it wants to keep that history going with its traditional black and white jumper as the showdown jumper.
Oh, here we go.
Can you clear up for us, when you signed all the paperwork to enter the AFL in 1995, did you waive the right to wear black and white?
No, we didn't, Michael and Joe. And it's, if anyone tells you anything otherwise, it's a joke. It was never, ever part of the deliberations of the AFL. We knew the AFL wanted us to add to our colours, right? So you're black and white, we know that. So we're not taking it away from you. But what you must do is add. So we added the teal and we added the silver, and they've both been used really well and they're great colours, and there was a reason why we added both of those, but we were still black and white. And there was nothing in any of the paperwork that we did that said we're never wearing a prison bar guernsey or whatever you like to call it.
So there was no implied implied note with that, well, once you go to four colours, you can't wear two.
No, not at all. No, nothing. We had four colours and we could choose to use any of the colours at any time. And if you notice, the first Guernsey that we produced pretty well, and all the Guernseys since, as far as I can tell, if you look at the back of the Guernsey, and I think there were a couple of years where we had a teal sort of yoke at the top, but at the back of the Guernsey looks identical to the 1930s back of Port Adelaide Guernsey, or the 1970s when I played, in the 1990s. We kept the back of the Guernsey exactly the same, and still is today. It's the front that we changed, and so we've got half of a Port Adelaide Guernsey in any Guernsey that we wear pretty well.
Did you find it comical that one club rather than the league dictates what another club wears?
Yeah, I mean, they've had that argument for ages. And Eddie, at the time, and, you know, I was chief executive, he was a president. We would occasionally get to be on air together about it, and it was a good debate or more than an argument. It was just like, and I said to him off air, I said, look, they'd follow you anywhere, you're Collingwood people, even if you did let this go. And I think he probably agreed, but it was just a matter of principle for him. And it was, it was more than that, actually. It was more about if we can get some publicity out of this and stir our people up and embolden our people, then that's what we'll do. And they did. So it worked for them. And hopefully we can get some sense into the conversation at some stage.